Red lights, green lights. Last week, we talked about Jesus saying he would live on in us. On Jesus' last night with his disciples, he tells them how they can and will live like this. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14:25-26. Now I know we are dull and distracted and generally not focused, but this seems like something to which we want to pay close attention. Holy Spirit power. Jesus was consistent and emphatic that this Holy Spirit power was the way, the only way, for us to live his life to the full. I will boldly and confidently declare that upwards of 95% of Christians are totally missing this. We wrote a book on this topic entitled The Missing Link, named thus because it is indeed the missing link in all of Christendom. In all likelihood, you are not living with this power, and undoubtedly, even if you are not living with anything close to what is available to you. Insulted? Irritated with me? Good. Let's dig in. What would living with this power look like? It often looks like red lights, green lights, and yellow lights. Red lights from the Holy Spirit mean no, stop. Green lights mean yes, go, and yellow lights mean wait, caution ahead. As we walk in a closer and closer relationship with Jesus, bringing him into the daily details of our lives, and thus living in a conversational relationship with Jesus, talking with him about what we are doing together, that's Dallas Willard, we will hear from him more and more through the Holy Spirit within us. It is not a Ouija board or a goosebumps feeling. No, it is a clear message in your head and your heart that is unmistakable. You will not hear it if you are too busy and distracted or if you do not want to. The Holy Spirit is not loud and obnoxious, nor is he willing to cast pearls before swine. No offense intended. I am certainly no special Christian, and if you have the time, I will give you an extended list as to why I'm not. But I may be a little farther along with this than you, only because I've been proactive and purposeful about this for well over a decade, and because I finally got tired of hearing myself talking and decided I wanted to hear the Holy Spirit instead. More next week, but let's finish with an example. Years ago, I heard about a young girl who was paralyzed in a terrible accident. Her father said she desperately wanted an Apple iPad while she was rehabbing in Atlanta because she missed being connected to her friends. I immediately heard the Holy Spirit tell me to buy her one. So I contacted my IT friend, who gave me the specs for the latest model. That night, I went to the Apple store and learned it was around $600. At the time, that was more money than I had lying around, so I reasoned, rationalized, that 721 Ministries could pay for it. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, "No, Sam, you pay for it." I then thought, well, I will pay for half, and 721 can pay for half. But again, I heard the same message from the Holy Spirit. It was clear and it was unmistakable. So I did. Had I not, I would have ignored the green light the Holy Spirit clearly gave me. At other times, the Holy Spirit has given me a red light, clearly saying to me, "No, Sam, do not do that." And at other times, he has said, "Slow down. Let's wait and see how this unfolds. For now, do nothing. Wait on me to clear this up." Have you experienced this conversational walk? You can, you know. You do know, I hope. This is the life that is truly life. This is life to the full. This is a life overflowing with energy, clarity, and creativity. A touch more. Had I not, I would have quenched the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the Spirit. The Greek word for quench connotes dousing a flame with water. Had I refused to listen and obey, I would have been throwing cold water on the Holy Spirit's hot, crystal clear flame, and I would have missed living with his power. That is no A-plus life.